Sam Smith, Normani Dancing with a Stranger. It's Hot 101.5, and you are seconds away from trending in Tampa Bay. But this Friday, Guilty Pleasure Friday at Franklin Manor. We did our first one this past week, and I think one of the best moments came from our own Scotty the Body.
Absolutely.
It is when Scotty decided to booty pop.
Yeah.
Slash dry hump the floor.
Yeah, he was scrubbing the floor.
On at Franklin Manor. And then Holly panned to your girlfriend Mary.
Yeah. Because I was taking a video of these shenanigans.
Yeah, and she looked on in horror.
Yeah.
Well, that's just what I do. I had a couple drinks in me. The music was popping, but she puts up with me.
That's just what I do. So if you want to see all that go down Friday at Franklin Manor, make sure to join us. Get all the details for Guilty Pleasure Friday at Hot1015TampaBay.com.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
What color is your name? I know that's a super weird question, but apparently a new study says that we associate vowel sounds, like the A, E, I, O, and U, with different colors. So this is how we're going to be able to figure out what color our names are. Ready? And you can even associate it with, you know, yourself if you'd like that. So the A sound, it's like red, pink, or orange.
Okay.
So if you have an A in your name, think red, pink, or orange.
Mm-hmm.
E sounds like green and orange. I sounds like green and yellow. O sounds like blue and purple. And U sounds like blue or red. Wow. But they don't have Y, which I find slightly offensive.
Okay. So I forgot already. Which one am I?
Okay, you have an A in your name, Ryan, and that's pink, red, or orange. So
it can be orange, and it can be for buffalo sauce.
Way to associate it. That's, I think, how it should work.
Yes.
I'm going to think of you as a buffalo wing.
Yes.
Like a chicken wing.
Perfect.
So, okay. So, Scott, you would be O, which is blue and purple, and so am I.
I think that makes sense. I feel that.
Same. Me too. Now, Miguel, you've got a couple different vowels going on.
I got a lot of vowels in Miguel.
I don't know. Which one? I would say Miguel. Do you go with the I because it's prominent?
Yeah, I would go with the I.
Okay, so I sounds like green and yellow, but if you wanted to go with U, it would be blue or red, or if you choose the E, it's green and orange.
I would go with I for Miguel, because you love money. Or because it's green, right?
Yeah, green.
Okay.
Green or yellow. And also, green is good because E is green and orange.
So you got two greens.
You got two greens. So I would say probably green.
So this means I'm going to be rich.
Sure.
Am I going to be a blue man? Like, what?
Yes, you're going to be performing in the Blue Man Group in Orlando here pretty soon.
Yeah. Sweet.
So this actually is sort of showing your future.
I wouldn't necessarily take that.
It's going to do.
Okay. Well, now I think I'm thinking Scotty is a blue man.
Yeah.
Ryan's a chicken wing.
And I'm rich.
And you're rich.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with purple.
Okay.
I'm Grimace. McDonald's used to have this character that's purple.
Let's put this on the hot Insta. We'll make a post with all the descriptions, and then you can tell us what color is your name.
Yes, exactly.
So just hit up the Hot 101.5 Insta.
All right. Now we have got to talk about our Bolts, our Lightning. They're done. I mean, in case for some reason you're living under a rock.
Yeah.
They lost last night, four consecutive games, which means they are effectively out of the playoffs. And so, you know, we were each watching the game, you know, the four of us here in the studio, and we have a group text message conversation. And one of the questions I asked the group last night, I said, I just want to know what happened. Not like a snarky fan perspective, but what genuinely happened. And Scotty the Body actually did find some really good information on this, which I love, because I like to know the psychology behind it. And this is what it is. Until the playoffs, the Lightning really hadn't been tested a lot. So they were used to winning, clearly. Mm-hmm. So when you go into your playoff game, especially against somebody like the Columbus Blue Jackets, who were like, you know, barely scraped by the skin of their teeth to get in the playoffs, they may have even subconsciously been like, we got this.
Mm.
And the problem is, because the Columbus Blue Jackets had to scrap so hard to make it to the playoffs, they were in the mindset of almost like a wounded animal. You don't know what they're going to do.
No.
Like, they will come out swinging in a last-ditch effort to win. And so that's kind of what happened. And the Lightning, once they lost that first game, it psychologically just, it was maybe over for them after that. Because, again, subconsciously, you're thinking, wait, wait a minute, I'm doing my usual thing.
Right.
But you couldn't do your usual thing. Mm-hmm. You had to stay in that moment and know that the Blue Jackets were coming for us for our necks, basically. Mm-hmm. So it psychologically makes
sense. They probably sat there, watched the Lightning games, yes. And they're like, there's their formation.
Yeah.
There's their moves. We got them.
Yeah. And that, and typically in history.
I mean, I'm sure they both do that.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
But I feel like it's one of those situations where at that point, and this has happened in sports or in anything in life, the underdog sometimes will win because they have that scrappy energy and they're
exactly.
Like, we will do anything.
This is a perfect analogy for life. When you're the underdog, they underestimate you and then you come out and you absolutely slay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's a good explanation as to what did happen.
That's all right. We're going to come back stronger and harder next year.
Thank you, Lightning, for providing a great season, entertainment for us, and cool parties for me and my friends and, all that.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you for bringing a city together.
Yes.
A city of a bunch of transients. We're all from different places. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
All right. It is 7:35 and we got to get to Blown Off. All right. So I'm wondering if Rob may be intimidated by Tamika.
Oh.
She knows what she wants and she wants Rob.
Oh.
Tamika hasn't heard from Rob after a couple of months getting together and getting the good.
Oh, dear.
We got to figure out where he disappeared because she really wants to know.
I'm excited to talk to her then.
We'll talk to Tamika at 7:45.